Welcome to my Blog Talk Radio show, Live Your Music. I'm your host, Margot Joy Denader, and I'm a creative life balance coach, singer, songwriter, and the author of a book titled The Art of Living a Life You Love. I am excited to have Michelle Gordon back as my guest today. Michelle Gordon is a literary alchemist who has been changing words into worlds for over 10 years. She has written and published 14 novels, 10 of which are part of the Earth Angel series. The 10th book in the series was released on July 1st. She's also a self-help book author of Where's My Effing Unicorn, that was published in November 2016. And when she's not writing or publishing, Michelle loves baking, sewing, making jewelry, photography, cuddling puppies, and anything related to Harry Potter. Join us for a conversation about the 10 books in her Earth Angel Training Academy series and the latest book, which is the last of the series, The Twin Flame Resolution. Welcome, Michelle.
Hi, thank you for having me.
Oh, you're welcome. I'm so happy to have you back on the show. And I just have to say that I have loved your series, and I think that they're addictive. It's like, how come I've read all 10? Yeah. I remember when I first had you on the show back in, I think it was like middle of 2016, I hadn't read any of the books at that point, and reading the first one, the Earth Angel Training Academy, and when I first started reading it, I was kind of like, this is different. And then I started getting more and more into it, and then I couldn't wait to see what happened in the next book, and the next book, and the next book. Oh my gosh, and now there's 10 of them. So congratulations, first of all, on not only writing so many books, but just the imagination that you have, and the characters, and the stories are just so easy to get into, and I love it. I'm hoping that the people that are listening, if they haven't read them, will start out with the first one and then go through all of the books. But I'm really, really, really amazed by your books, and I would love to have you give kind of a brief overview of the 10 books for the guests, and starting out with the first one, the Earth Angel Training Academy. So could you tell us a little bit about that one, please?
Yeah, so the Earth Angel Training Academy is where it all began. And the basic story is that it's about angels, fairies, merpeople, and star people, and old souls who attend a training academy on the other side to learn how to become human. And that book, you know, introduces us to the Golden Age children. It introduces us to the Twin Flames. And it basically, sets the scene for what's to come. And the idea is that they've come from their realms and their planets and their dimensions to come to Earth as human beings, because Earth is on a downward spiral and their light and energy and love is needed to turn things around. So the academy kind of ends with the different beings being called to Earth and being born into their human bodies. And the second book is called The Earth Angel Awakening. Mm-hmm. And that is 25 years later. So a lot of the characters have grown up now and they are starting to remember who they are. They're starting to remember where they've come from. They're starting to recognize each other. And we get to follow some of the main characters as they meet the twin flames and they go through the various things related to that. The third book, book three is called The Other Side. And that was a little bit of a strange one because it's actually the same story as book one, but it's told from the point of view of mostly the male characters, but also the children and Starlight, who is one of them, is the Angel of Destiny. So book three and book one are kind of one and the same, and they sort of go along the same storyline in the same place, but you get a completely different perspective to the story, and you find out more details around what was happening kind of behind the scenes, if you like. Somebody once described it as the director's cut version.
Yeah, I really liked that about it. I mean, it was funny because my husband got to book three and he was going, well, this is just like the first one. But it really, when you really read the whole thing, it's not, because you're right, it's from a, told from an entirely different perspective. And so for people that do get to that book and then it goes from back, they're on Earth, and then it goes back talking about what's on the other side, which I like how you call it, the other side.
Yeah, because the original title was The Other Side, colon, of the Earth Angel Training Academy. So the full title is that it's the other side of that story. So some people have read book one and then book three and then book two, because that makes sense as well. The only reason it's book three is because I wrote it third. The whole series is a little bit of a jigsaw puzzle, because the next seven books, so the Twin Flame books, are actually they fill in a 20-year gap at the end of book two. So book two, the story ends and then there's an epilogue and it's 20 years later, and the 20-year gap is filled in by the Twin Flame, here we go, the Twin Flame Reunion, the Twin Flame Retreat, the Twin Flame Resurrection, the Twin Flame Reality, the Twin Flame Rebellion, the Twin Flame Reignition, and the Twin Flame Resolution. I'm actually quite amazed I managed to remember all that.
The Twin Flame Resolution is the last one in the series, and so
it is the last one. And it, I mean, I'm not, you know, cutting off any possibility of there being more, but at the moment that is, you know, it's come full circle, and that I feel finishes the story for where it needs to be right now. Because as you know, a lot of the books mirror kind of what's actually happening in real life, and in the world, and I think book 10 is the perfect place for it to be at the moment. And if any more books come in the future, then that's great. But, you know, I'm not kind of waiting for it. The Twin Flame books essentially.
I feel like having read all of them, I loved the way that book 10 in this, it's like a full circle. It's like it started out with the Earth Angel Training Academy and then went in this full circle through the way that it goes in the book 10. And what would happen though if somebody read book 10 now, since it just came out and they hadn't read any of the other books? That is something I was wondering about.
In a way I think they just wouldn't really understand the impact of it. They wouldn't get what had changed. You know, everything, as I've been saying, everything changes in book 10. And if you haven't got the grounding of at least book one, say book one and two, if you haven't at least got the grounding of those two, then you're not going to really understand what's changed. You're going to be like, oh, well, that was kind of okay. I think the impact of book 10 really comes from having, you know, read the whole rest of the series and really understanding what it is that has changed between those two.
Yeah, I agree. And so I would, even though I love book 10 and I actually love the first one too, and it's like I was telling you the last time we talked, I am at this point curious to reread the ones in between, because I can remember the first one the best, and then obviously I just finished reading book 10. So that's fresh in my mind, but now it's gotten me curious. Again, like you said, the parts that went in between the beginning and this last book, the Twin Flame, the Twin Flame Resolution. Can't even say it.
To be honest, I kind of actually want to reread the whole series in its entirety in a way, because I think, you know, especially people finding the series now, you know, they don't have to wait for any of the books. I mean, some of my readers have been with me since the beginning. You know, they've been reading them since I started publishing them in 2011. So, you know, they've been very patient, you know, waiting for the series to unfold. But if you find it now, you can literally just read them all in one go, and really kind of get an even bigger impact of the circle, I suppose, that the characters go through, and also the way that it kind of ends. And yeah, it's, you know, it was a journey that I kind of went on, because obviously a lot of the books reflected what was happening in my own life. It's a journey that a lot of people I know have been on. And I suppose the most kind of intriguing thing for me was that as I was writing book 10, and kind of since the idea for book 10 arrived, I've already started seeing those changes happening in real life. I've already seen the shift happening as I'm writing it. So that's been quite interesting because it feels like, yeah, this is how it was always going to turn out, but I didn't know that. I mean, I didn't know what was going to happen in book 3 when I wrote book 1. You know, I didn't mm-hmm. know what the other side of the story was. It arrived as the book arrived. And I had no idea what book 10 was going to have in it until last year when the whole idea kind of downloaded into my mind in its entirety. But even then, as I was writing it, there were smaller details and smaller things that came through that I didn't know when I first started writing it last year. Mm-hmm. And I love the way that the series has unfolded over the last, 9 years and how it's kind of reflected what's actually happening in the world and what's happening in my life as well. And the fact that it has actually helped quite a lot of people figuring out, you know, who they are, what they're doing here and what's going on. So.
Yes, definitely. And you're right. A lot of what's happening in book 10, you're right. I'm seeing it happening myself and I'm very thankful too, because boy, the world has gone kind of crazy during the last few years.
Yeah.
And so, boy, do we ever need earth angels. We need all of the earth angels that we can get. And I think one of the questions that might be popping up in some people's heads is, what is an earth angel and how do I know if I'm one? I think that might be something they would wonder. So do you have an answer for that?
Well, an earth angel is basically a person who in their previous lifetimes were from other realms or dimensions of planets. So they'd come from another planet. They come from another realm, like the elemental realm or the angelic realm. And the way of kind of the reason they're here is obviously to help with the awakening, with the shift that's happening right now. And each mm-hmm. different earth angel, different type will have their own kind of personal mission. So the angels are here to love unconditionally. The fairies are here to protect and preserve nature and animals. Mm-hmm. The merpeople are here to preserve the oceans. So they all have their sort of individual missions and reasons why they're here. And the kind of way to know whether you might be an earth angel is, first of all, if the idea even vaguely interests you, it's possible that you are one. Because mm-hmm. we generally don't have any interest in things that don't relate to us. Mm-hmm. You feel like you don't belong on this planet. You feel like you are here for a reason, even if you're not quite sure what it is. And you know that that is a kind of it's more of a global reason. It's not just, oh, I'm here to have a family and, you know, to just be in this community. It's a kind of, you feel like you have this bigger purpose and you're here for a bigger reason. And then there are obviously like physical characteristics and personality and, you know, you can kind of look into what different types there are, you know. So angels tend to have blonde hair, or, you know, they have sort of heart-shaped faces, or star people quite often have a lighter ring of color around their pupils in their eyes. So there's like different, you know, physical characteristics as well that can help you kind of identify. But in general, most people will actually have a feeling of which one they might be. And it's a case of kind of looking into the different types and seeing what resonates. And for me, you know, it was about 12 years ago, I came across the idea and I read about old souls and it just clicked. And I just suddenly thought, oh, so that's why I'm like I am. You know, that's who I am. I'm an old soul. I've had a lot of lifetimes in the past and I kind of feel quite tired. And even as a small child, I feel like in a sort of an old woman, you know, and I'd get mistaken for being about 10, 15, 20 years older than I actually was.
Wow.
Because I just had energy of being so much older. And I've kind of shifted now. At some point I shifted from that older energy into more of a fairy-like energy, because now I get mistaken for being about 20 years younger than I am. Which I find very amusing. I got ID'd the other day. I was like, yeah, I'm over 16. So for me, the concept of earth angels is really about helping you to find a way of belonging here. You know, most Earth Angels really do feel like this is not their home and they don't belong here. But if they can understand that, no, they don't belong here, but they've chosen to come here for a purpose. And I think if they find their purpose and their reason for being here, then it makes it a lot easier to be here. And if they can find other Earth Angels to connect to, it also makes it a hell of a lot easier to be here on this crazy planet right now.
Oh, yeah, I totally agree with you. And it's funny because angels came into my life just before my mom made her transition in October 25th, 2006. It's like the last time I went to visit her was at the end of September. It was like something like Friday, Saturday, Sunday. And it was, I think, toward October 1st was the last day. And the last thing she gave me, I didn't know it was going to be the last time I saw her. She was really healthy. We had a wonderful, absolutely, totally fun weekend together. And I'm so thankful I didn't know it was the last time I'd see her because I wouldn't have been able to leave. But it's making me get all choked up right now. But the last thing she gave me was this little tiny crystal angel pin on a card. I think it was from Hallmark or something. And I still have it on the card. And it said an angel to watch over you and to protect you. And it started getting me curious about angels. She hadn't really ever talked about angels or anything, but that was what got me started. And I started attracting into my life people who knew about angels and I believe are earth angels. I don't know. It just has been amazing. So,
yeah, it's funny how sort of different people awaken. I find that, you know, there'll be little things that just click into place and somebody will go, oh, hang on a minute, that makes sense to me. And I think just even the idea of there being angels, of us having guardian angels and having, you know, these beings kind of looking after us, I feel just makes life kind of a little bit easier because otherwise it can get kind of lonely. especially for Earth Angels who don't feel like they belong and they don't have people they can connect with. They just feel like they're on their own. And, you know, to know that there are angels out there and that you can ask them for help and you can ask them to do all sorts of things for you because they're just kind of hanging around waiting for you to ask. Because the thing with angels is you have to ask them for help. They can't just step in and do it unless it's a life-threatening situation and they, you know, feel the need to. So yeah, it's really about actually connecting with your own angels. And there's a movie that came out, it's on Amazon now, called The Illumined Ones. And a lady, amazing lady called Crystal Dawn created it, and I'm in it a couple of times.
Oh, cool.
And what I love about it is it's all these different people. It's sort of like an interview style documentary about angels, and everybody's talking about their experiences with angels and how to connect with the angels. And it's just watching the movie just makes me feel good. It just sort of leaves you with this sort of deep, peaceful feeling because you know that angels are out there and they're helping you and they're around you all the time. And so, yeah, you know, if anybody wants to sort of find out more about angels, I think it's a good kind of starting point.
What was the name of the movie again?
It's The Illumined Ones.
The Illumined Ones. Okay, I'm definitely going to check that out.
Yeah,
one of the things
it's a beautiful
that
movie.
I loved, one of the things I loved about when I started learning a little bit about angels from Anna Taylor, and she had trained with Doreen Virtue, is that they were non-denominational because I'd always had a problem with religions excluding people.
Right.
And I loved the fact that the angels were non-denominational. And that's one of the things that I think is really cool in your books also is that you have so many different – you've got the, like you said, the fairies, the old souls, the mer people, the all the different –
star people.
Star people. Yeah, they're all from all these different places, but they're all really different, but they're all – wanting to help make Earth a more loving place, I guess, is kind of the basis of it all. And it's what we need here on Earth is we need people to accept each other and to value each other's strengths instead of saying, oh, well, you're different from me, so you're not okay. And
yeah.
I think that's one of the things that your book can do. And also, I've mentioned this when you've been on my show before, that your book to me is like, in my opinion, a better version of Harry Potter's books, because while Harry Potter's books were interesting to me, our son was little when that came out, and so I read I think the first three or four and seen the movies, and I liked it, but I love how yours is. It's kind of like Harry Potter with angels, and so it's also brighter and more uplifting and more positive, I think, overall, and yet as imaginative and creative in its own ways. And I still, one of these days, want to see the Earth Angel Training Academy as a movie. I think it would be an amazing movie.
Yeah, I definitely think, yeah, a movie or a TV show, it would be so much fun to create anyway, because there's also so many more stories as well that could be told, you know, within what I've actually written. You know, there's so much scope for so much more development in it, I think, sort of beyond what I've kind of taken it to. But yeah, I mean, pretty much, I would say the majority of people who have read it have said to me, like, when are we going to get to watch it? And some people even started referring to it as a movie already, which I thought was quite funny. Because, you know, they just really want to see it on the screen. And I think one of the reasons for that is that for some reason, the way that I've written them, because, I mean, as you know, a lot of it is channeled, a lot of it comes through me, a lot of it I don't even know where it's come from. And it's very, very visual. You know, whenever I've said to people, oh, describe that for me, and they describe like one of the characters or they describe one of the scenes, and they describe it exactly how I can see it. But if you look at the text, I haven't given all that description. But they can see it as vividly as I can when I'm writing it. And I think that's why people want to see it on the big screen, is because, you know, they can just see it so clearly. And it would just be good to have that as an actual manifestation of that. So, yeah, it would be good at some point. You never know.
Yeah, either as a feature film or, like you were saying, as a TV movie. Because I don't know, a long, long time ago, I'm definitely older than you, and a long time ago, they used to have miniseries on TV, you know, and where it would be kind of a movie, but it was a long enough one where it was in like three parts or something like that. I think it was approximately 2 hours per part. Of course, you've got all the ads and everything in it, so it's not really two full hours, but... yeah, it could be that, or it could be just a feature film for TV, or and then maybe have some shows that go with it also after the main one.
Well, I mean, obviously, you know, there's lots of, like, TV series, TV shows now that, you know, get put straight onto sort of Amazon or Netflix, and you can just kind of binge watch them, and I kind of would like that.
well, you know,
I get the feeling it would be...
Well, it's so funny that you should say that, too, because in a way, now that all 10 books are out in the series, people can do that. They can binge read them.
Yeah. They can binge read them, yeah. I mean, I know some people who have, and I've noticed as book 10's come out, you know, people seem to be, yeah, really going for it. And I'm the same. If I find a series of books that I really love, I hate having to wait for the next one. And, you know, there is a series of books that I started to read as a teenager, and I'm still waiting for the last book.
Oh my gosh!
You know,
I've been waiting for
20 years for the last book in the series, and I don't think it'll ever come out now. And even if it did, I'm not sure I want to read it now, because I don't know if it'll ever kind of live up to 20 years worth of waiting. So yeah, that's why I was determined not to do that to my own readers, because in the beginning of the series, I was only releasing one book in that series every year. And I figured out that it would be like 2020 something by the time I finished. So I started to kind of ramp it up a little bit, and I started releasing two books in the series a year. So, you know, I wanted to kind of get it finished in a way so that, you know, I didn't have anybody sort of waiting for it. But I'm quite excited, though, because I've got three books planned for the rest of the year now. So two books are going to be in the Visionary Collection, There's four books in the collection so far. So I've got a poetry book that will be released by September, I'm hoping, and another novel, which I'm two-thirds of the way through writing it. So I've got to get that finished and get that published by September as well. And then hopefully by Christmas, I'll finally release my children's book. Because I started writing it when I was out there in 2016. Well, it was before that, actually. Before I came out to the States in 2016, I started writing it. So again, it's about two-thirds done. And there's going to be a series of them for about 8 to 12-year-olds, I think. It's going to be the vague age range. And they are based on the kind of Earth Angel concept, but for kids. So the first book is a fairy theme. The second book will be a mermaid theme. And then there'll be a star person theme, you know. So each book will kind of revolve around one of the types of Earth Angels.
Oh, I love that idea.
So, I'm really excited to actually finish writing that and to get that one out there, because I think, I think that'd be really cool to actually appeal to younger, you know, to kids who also feel like they don't belong here and feel like, you know, they're from somewhere else, and, you know, to help them to realize that just because they're a little bit different doesn't mean that there's anything wrong with them.
I think we all have had that feeling. I can't imagine that there's anybody that has never felt like they didn't belong or didn't feel like why am I here, or, you know, wanting to know their purpose. So I think that's something that we all feel. And I think that your books can really help people with that. And one of the things I wanted to say real quickly, though, is that the books, so that people don't get totally scared about reading 10 books, they go by really quickly. So it's not, they're not like 5,000 pages per book or something like that.
Oh, no, they're not Game of Thrones either.
No.
They're very easily digestible.
Yeah. You know, we only have 3 minutes left. I can't believe it. It's like the time goes by so quickly when I talk with you. And I just want to remind everybody out there to think about, what music do you hear calling you? What do you feel inspired to do? What gives you joy? Are you willing to let go of your limiting beliefs and let yourself live your music? I hope everybody out there will, and I hope everybody will read your Earth Angel series and find out whether they're an angel, an old soul, a mer person, or a star person. I don't know. I started thinking I'm probably got a lot of fairy in me as I read the book 10, especially.
Definitely.
Oh, wow, Michelle. Thank you so much for writing these books. You definitely are one of my top favorite authors when it comes to fiction, and also for the nonfiction. I love your little book, The Where's My Effing Unicorn, even though it uses the F word in it. So, you know.
Yeah, that was a fun one, the unicorn, and it's doing quite well, probably because it has swear words and unicorns in it. But it is, again, it is helping people to figure out what they want to do and to figure out how to get their butts moving. And I think that's kind of, that's what I love to do through the writing, is actually help people to get on it and start living the life that they actually want to be living.
Yeah, to live their music. That's what you're doing. You're helping
people.
By you living your music, you're helping other people out there figure out what their music is, and also helping them to have the courage to live it too, and to realize it's okay to feel different. In fact, it's a good thing, because it makes us unique.
It's definitely a good thing. Exactly.
Can you imagine how boring the world would be if everybody was the same?
Goodness, yeah, that would be quite a grey, drab world, I think.
Yeah, well, we've got to say goodbye, because we have less than a minute left that we're live.
Right.
But thank you so much for writing your books, and thank you for being on the show again. And everyone, you can check out Michelle Gordon. .co.uk. I think I have the website in the show info. So check it out. Read her books. You're gonna love them. Oh, Michelle. Thank you so much. You're welcome. Thank you, everyone, for listening. And if you enjoyed the show, please share it with your friends and family on your social media or by email. And let all the Earth Angels find each other.
Awesome.
Bye for now, Michelle. Bye for now, everyone. I'll be back next week.
Cool. Bye.
Bye.